It's the Gregory Daily Brief, number 155 for Wednesday, February the 20th, 2019. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host. The website is grogreat.com. Let's talk about disagreeing without being disagreeable. Strife does not build a stronger organization. Conflict will not deepen a leader's influence. Confrontation is a pretty commonplace leadership topic. I often hear managers lament how they hate it and they work hard to avoid it. And frequently they feel that confrontation is synonymous with strife and conflict. It's not. Well, it doesn't have to be. Let's talk about this and let's see if we can better understand how our leadership is too often damaged because we are not seeing things clearly enough. I think defining some terms that can help. And so let's start with some dictionary definitions, because I think that can help point out why we have a problem. Strife is angry or bitter disagreement. Conflict, which is synonymous with strife, is a serious disagreement or argument. Confrontation is a hostile or argumentative meeting or situation between opposing parties. Do you agree with those definitions? Let's work in reverse now. Confrontation has another definition based on the Merriam-Webster dictionary, and this is the very first definition listed in that dictionary. You ready? Confrontation, a face-to-face meeting. Wait a minute, what? Yeah, a face-to-face meeting. Okay, well, that's not what we're thinking of. Oh, I know. That's the reason we have this problem. Strife and conflict are not even third cousins to confrontation, but we confuse these things. Easy to do because of the idiocy behind keyboards today, where people can spew whatever venom they want. We see it every day. People who dig into positions, stop up their ears, refuse to listen long enough to understand anybody else about anything, especially anybody who may disagree with them. Waging war. Waging war is easy. Understanding is hard. And so, too often, people plant their flag and declare war, anxious to declare war. Is it possible for your leadership and your culture to foster disagreement without increasing strife and conflict? Can people disagree in your organization without behaving poorly? Can people disagree without being disagreeable? Of course they can. But there are some things that are going to be mandatory. Strong leadership is a must. Fairness and respect have to be protected. Well, they have to exist first to be protected. Strong leaders understand that enthusiastic debate, man, it can fuel some of the very best ideas and creative solutions that you'll ever come across. And rather than putting a negative connotation on the emotions, strong leaders help people harness those emotions toward learning, understanding, and growth. Team members are encouraged to listen without judgment. Strong leadership can help show people the value of supporting the team's efforts, even though there may be disagreement over specifics. And this largely happens when the leader keeps the team focused on the big objective. You know, disagreement over details does not have to result in disagreement over what the team is trying to accomplish. Safety and trust, these are absolutely positively required. If these do not exist, all bets are off. Conflict is absolutely sure to happen. Teams can build trust and safety. They must. And to elevate team performance, leadership has got to make those qualities a top priority in the culture. Intentions. Intentions matter. If people are pursuing agendas other than those that are best for the group, it's going to be easier for individuals to behave selfishly. Trust and safety do not exist where selfishness is allowed. Mark this down, people. Trust and safety do not exist where selfishness is allowed. Strong leaders are tough on intentions. Now, we're people, and we don't always behave perfectly. Sometimes we mess up. Sometimes all of us mess up, but it's very important that people learn to exhibit care and concern for the team and the team's objectives. If you trust me, then you will give me grace when it comes to my intentions. You will know that my intentions are the very best, even if the specifics of maybe what I do, what I say, are not just spot on with what you agree with. If you're into the boat sinks, so does mine. Strong leaders require behaviors that reflect that intention. They don't allow anybody to violate that without great personal cost. It's not being intolerant of individualism. That's fine. It's being intolerant of autocratic tyranny. Ideas, opinions, and thoughts, these deserve to be tested vigorously. If people can merely toss out some idea, some opinion, make some comment, and it will not sustain a challenge, that's not good for higher performance. That's why disagreement is so highly valued. Truth and solid ideas are born from going through the fire of that discussion and that disagreement. The best human advancements have been made because what was believed to be absolutely, positively true, it was challenged. Guess what? The earth is not flat, but I don't know, 500 years ago, probably pretty common knowledge. Yeah, it's flat. Well, these ideas and these opinions that we have, if they are unable to withstand the discussion of disagreement, well, okay, then how valuable are they? They're not. So we have to prove these things. Have your viewpoint. Listen to that viewpoint of others. Let them make you prove your viewpoint to be accurate. Make them prove their viewpoint to be accurate. You're both going to emerge victors for your willingness to caringly, this is a big phrase, caringly challenging each other. Now, I realize that we rarely get to that point because, well, we can't get far enough along on the path. I mean, simply put, we can't get past our own pride, our own hubris, our own selfishness to get to this point. Too many people do not have an open mind. They too highly value their own viewpoint, and they simultaneously completely discount the viewpoint that anybody else has, especially people who may disagree with them. Such people destroy the culture of high performance, peace, unity, which is why your strong leadership is so necessary. Being disagreeable means marked by ill temper. That's what's unacceptable. Debate, disagreement, facing off with opposing viewpoints, those aren't automatically marked by ill temper, but it's shocking how many people think so. Society isn't helping anything. Twitter wars, they abound. One person takes offense at another, and the fight's on, and keyboard shouting doesn't accomplish anything. There's just strife. There's no learning, no understanding, no growth. An epidemic of dwarfism of ideas. Is that the culture that you want inside your organization? If you don't, then put in the effort to create an environment where people feel safe to disagree because they genuinely care about each other and doing the best work of their lives. Build a culture where people are not allowed to judge each other harshly, but where people are required to give grace to each other, knowing that everybody has the best intentions to create the best solution. Help your people disagree without being disagreeable. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow.